This morning, Psalm chapter 49. You got a Bible, Psalm chapter 49. Thank God for the greatest miracle ever took place in a sinner's heart was being born again. And without that, you don't enter the kingdom of God. In Psalm chapter 49, verse 1, and the Bible said, "Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark sayings upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heel shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever." Talking about his wealth and his riches. "And that it should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die. Likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, being in honor, abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their saying, Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. And the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. And their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. For he shall receive me, Selah. Amen. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he died, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise him, or praise thee, when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish." Well, the psalmist is speaking here about these that trust in riches, and the end thereof. He talked about death. He talked about perishing. What men trust in. It's common language in this day of how men trust in things that they see. We find here in this one verse, he made the statement. He said here that they were in honor. They die like beasts. They, my friends, shall lay in the grave. Death shall feed on them. And we find here in the Word of God that these that die will perish like that. But verse 15 says, "But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. For he shall receive me, Selah." That's what he's saying. I want to preach, if God will help me just a little while, on the word redemption. The word redemption. I want to preach on what it means to be redeemed. Now, here he's speaking about the body. He's talking about the body being redeemed. The soul is set from the power of the grave. Of course, there is redemption. Thank God to come. That's what the book of God says. He said we will have redemption of the body. Amen. But here in the Word of God, there's some things that God says about redemption. The word redeem means to purchase back or to buy back. It means to rescue, deliver from, or liberate. And when we say we've been redeemed, thank God we can say we've been redeemed because of some things that God did. We can't claim it on ourselves, but we do know, thank God, he said, "But God
God will redeem my soul. There are some things about redemption that we need to know about. Amen. God's got to teach it to you. But the fact of it is, only men that have been redeemed can sing the song of redemption. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so it is a redemption song that they'll sing around the throne in heaven. That every redeemed or purchased soul will sing to the glory of God. But I want to say, first of all, that there is a plan of redemption. And when I say the plan of redemption, it's not a man-made plan, but it is a God plan. And God planned their way of redemption before the world began. I want to say it was a foreordained plan that God had set up before there ever was a sin. Before sin, there was grace that God had set up. And I'm saying this morning, friend, if God hadn't set it up, then it never would have been set up. That God would have mercy upon the fallen pair in the garden. When they sinned against God, God set up a plan. It was set up before the fall in the foreknowledge and the foreordination of God Himself, that God would set up a plan that people like us, God, mankind, would have a way out of their sin. Hey, God, it's a foreordained plan. It wasn't done in time. It was done in eternity past by the God of heaven, the God that knows everything, the God that sets up everything. And He's not in man's corner. Hey, God, He's who He is. And He said, be still and know that I am God. Amen. And so He's a God of foreordination. He'll say this, God, is it a foreordained plan? But it is a fixed plan. Amen. Hey, listen, friend. The plan God sets up will never be changed. It's always the same. If you look at the Word of God, the way God set it up is set up from foundation, but also set up in time, the way God ordained it to be. Thank God, in time. Because in time, mankind had sinned against God, and God fixed the plan for mankind. The plan was, God, that God would settle the way through a sacrifice. And through the sacrifice, mankind could be saved. It's a fixed plan. Redemption isn't something new. God has foreordained and it's fixed by God. It's settled, amen. God don't change from one generation to another. God's always been the same. He's never changed one bit. When man tries to change God, they're not going to change Him. They might try to change the Bible, but it won't change. He never will change. He's the same God. And His plan for redemption is fixed this morning. And He fixed it, amen. And I like a fixed plan. I know where it stands. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I don't say this. It's a future plan. You say, boy, I'd like to have some good future plans. Well, I'll tell you, the only one you can count on is what I'm preaching on. Amen. That's right. You can't count on nothing else. Amen. People are planning for everything but for eternity. They're planning for tomorrow. And I'm not preaching against that. But I am preaching, when you don't live by faith, it's not God. God says that yes, you live by faith. And if your plans are about you and the plans are about the things of this world and the plan has got you involved without God, then you got the wrong plan. Thank God, God's got a foreordained plan. He decided before the world began, because He knew that mankind would need redemption. God's got a fixed plan. It's by sacrifice. And God's got a future plan for them that's in the family. And the future plan is the change will be changed. Amen. Thank God, the future plan's looking good, isn't it? People say, look, what's the going on in this world. I mean, they're bombing people up in Boston. Thank God everything's happening, it looks like. But I'm looking at a better plan than what's going on in this sin-cursed world. Thank God my plan's not to stay here. My plan's to leave here. And thank God I didn't set that up. God did. And He set up a plan for every blood vault. A child of God to have a redemption plan. That's fixed in heaven. That's a future plan. That's going to happen one day when the Lord comes again. I tell you, we got a future plan. It's set up by God. There is a plan of redemption. And when He comes again, we'll be redeemed forever. Amen. That's right. Thank God. And so there's a plan of redemption. Amen. He'll say this just for it. There's the purchase of redemption. I want to say, first of all, He's got to purchase people. You never would be saved if you wouldn't purchase. Amen. Now, I want to say this morning. Thank God He purchased a people in this world. In fact, the church, the word church means it's a called out assembly of born again believers. You wouldn't be here today if He hadn't called you out. You wouldn't be saved if He hadn't come where you was at. Thank God He done it on purpose too. He didn't decide, friend, thank God, that because you was good or because you had something good in you. He just done it out of His own good pleasure. Thank God He came where you was at in divine power and grace and had mercy on your soul. Hey, friend, He looked at a people. Thank God He wasn't dying, friend. In vain He was dying. Thank God that He might save sinners. That He might lift sinners out of hell. And out of sin. And He said He loved the world. And He gave His only Son. Hey, friend, can I tell you this? He loved the world of sinners. Thank God. And whoever believes on Him, thank God they're them. And that's in the family. Amen. That's right. Thank God. So He purchased the people. That's right. And you know, that's why Jesus said, get this. He said in Hebrews 12:2, He said over there, He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him. It wasn't the cross that was the joy. It was what's going to be accomplished through the cross. And the joy of the cross was them who He was dying for. That's an unconditional love. That God would love sinners like that. That God would love me and you like that. That He set His affection on a people that He was giving Himself for, that He was going to purchase. Hey, that's a people, friend. Hey, God, this is a family talk. You don't know it till you're born again. You don't know it till He shows it to you. It can't be revealed by flesh and blood. Hey, God, it's revealed by the Holy Ghost. And when a man gets born again, hey, God, he knows then. Hey, God, that he's one of God's. Amen. He don't know unless he is saved. He don't know unless he has been born again. And when he gets born again, God lets him in on it. Hey, God, that he's one of His. Amen. You don't know it till you're saved. See, the purchase. He purchased a people.
Right. Amen.
He wasn't dying in vain.
That's right.
Thank God He's dying. Thank God that sinners could be saved.
Yeah.
So there's a purchased people. They don't say this. There's a purchased price. Purchased price is the blood. That's the only way a man can be saved. It's got to be the blood. The only thing that God accepts is what God gives. And God gave His Son. And the only thing God accepts is what His Son did. He don't accept one thing about you. There's nothing good about you. There's nothing good about any man. Hey, God, friend, everything that God sees is good. It's what Christ did. And when He shed His own blood, when He gave His own Son, when His blood flowed through Emmanuel's veins, and He shed the blood of God Himself. It wasn't sinful blood. It was for sinful people. It wasn't sinful blood. It was transgressors He died for. He hung with them. He died for them. He gave Himself for them. Thank God it's the blood. No, it's not the blood of goats and calves. That bears own blood. He died for sinners. It's the purchase price. Amen. That's right. Thank God. There's only one thing
That's the blood of the Lamb. That's the blood of the Lamb. When that blood was shed on the cross of Calvary, it made peace with God for sinners. That God could take us, thank God. Amen, the atonement. Amen, the reconciliation, that difference between God and man was compounded, taken care of. And God sees us today, thank God, as redeemed individuals because of that blood price, that purchase price. It goes back to the day of Abel. He being dead, yes, speak of. But he, my friend, offered up that lamb as a blood sacrifice, and God accepted that excellent sacrifice, and it's been that way ever since. It goes before then. It was Adam and Eve that God took two animals and took their lives and shed the blood and clothed them with. It goes further than that. He's a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It goes further, my friend, than mankind. It goes back. I got in the mind of God that Jesus saw us. The joy that was set before him, and he gave himself, and he gave his blood, and mankind, hey, God could be born again, amen. That's right. It's an abomination in the eyes of God for anybody to ever try to approach God in any other way but the blood of the Son of God. No other way man can approach God but by the blood of the Lamb. No other way. It's a shame and disgrace before God. They're trying to approach God any other way.
Right.
And we just had them knock on our door Saturday.
Yeah.
Went to Watchtower Material.
Yeah.
And I walked out the door and I said, "Sir, I've been saved by the grace of God in Jesus Christ."
Yeah.
And I said, "I believe Jesus is God and I believe He's Savior and I'm not a follower of Charles Russell."
That's right.
And they looked at me and grinned and laughed. And said, "We're not neither." And I said, "Well, I'm not interested. We'll see you." Amen. They don't believe in Christ as being God. They don't believe He's deity. If they don't believe that, listen to me, they can't believe that He's God. They can't believe the blood that flowed through His veins is God's blood. That is sufficient to save them. They're a lie. The truth's not in them. They're trying to come another way. It's a work salvation. It's based on man's tradition and commandments. I'm telling you, there's only one way that any sinner will ever enter heaven. And there's one way that I'll enter into heaven because as an old sinner, going to hell, but one day Lord Jesus let me in on the fact that He shed His blood for every sin I ever did or will do and take it away if I repent and come to Him by faith." Amen. That's right. No other way. So there's a purchase, people. There's a purchase price. The price is the blood. Then I'll say this, there's a purchase possession. You get this here. He bought us to have us. He bought us to have us. He owns you. In fact, the Ephesians said, it talks about that over there, that you were sealed unto the day of redemption. And the earnest is the Holy Ghost.
Right.
That the blood-bought people have been sealed with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And they're purchased possession to the praise of the glory of His grace.
Amen.
That when God sees us, He says, "That's my purchased possession."
Right.
Oh, they're not perfect yet here, but they're perfect there.
Right.
And not in the eyes of man are they perfect, but in the eyes of God they're perfect because they're His purchased possession.
Yeah.
And so when you look at me this morning, you see a man that's not complete. You can't see me complete. You know that by Bible language that we've been saved to the uttermost. But the only way I see, thank God, I'm complete is in Christ. The only way a man can be complete is in Christ. And when the Father sees me, He sees me complete and perfect in Jesus Christ, and I'm saved forever. Amen. I'm the purchased possession. That's right. And I'll say this, He owns you.
Amen.
He owns you. You're not your own. The Bible said you've been bought with the price of His blood. I reckon if you went and bought something, you'd own it, wouldn't you?
Sure.
You went and paid the price for something, wouldn't you own it?
Yes.
Sure, that's your possession.
Yes.
Well, he bought us with his own blood. Thank God, purchased possession. So I want to say this morning, there's a plan of redemption. There's a purchase of redemption. I want to say there's a praise of redemption. What's the praise of it, preacher? Well, it says unto the praise of his glory. You see, the praise of it is unto God, the Son, our Redeemer. He's our Redeemer. You see, Ephesians said, in whom we have redemption. That's a possession. We have redemption. We've been bought back where Adam sold us out. We've been bought back at the cross of Calvary. What Christ did, bought sinners back. And thank God our praise is not in us. The praise that we have is in Him that gave Himself. Thank God that He might buy us off the slave market of sin. Thank God, save us from our sins. Put us in the family of God. And redemption, praise God, is a position. It's a purchase. It's in the Son. And the praise goes to the Son of God. Amen. Thank God. That's right. I'll say this morning. Thank God not only is the praise of redemption unto God the Son, but it's under the grace of God. That's right. That meant God favored you. God favored you in Christ. Boy, I'm telling you what, He favored us Gentiles. Amen. And what other great picture in the Bible would be? Thank God this morning to look at Ruth.
Yeah.
A Moabitish woman who had no kinsman redeemer. Amen.
Right.
Until she was brought back to Bethlehem, Judah.
Right, yeah.
With Naomi, who had been backslid on God.
Right.
And came back because she heard, thank God there was bread once again in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
And came back a Moabitish woman that said, wherever you go, I'll go. Where you lodge, I'll lie. I want your God to be my God. Amen. I want to be where you're at. I want to bury. I'll be buried where you're buried. I want to be with you, Naomi. Entreat me not to leave thee. And here she goes back, this Moabite. Amen. A legitimate a foundation going back unto Lot's day. Moab, the Moabites. No good. God's washpot. Nothing good about Moab. But here comes a Moabite. A stranger, if you please. A foreigner. A man that had no rights. Unto the kinship. Thank God. Amen. Until she got in Elimelech's family. And when she got in that family. Thank God. She hooked up. Thank God with God's people. People like me. That's right. Amen. That's right. She come back in into the Bethlehem Judah.
Right.
You ever thought about this? How God hooks you up.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Think about it. If you go back and look at the steps, how God hooks you up.
Yeah.
That's right. So, that's right. She married one of Elimelech's boys and he died. That's right. Thank God. God had her set up.
Oh, yeah.
Sir.
Oprah went back and served the gods of Moab. Never had no repentance. That's a picture of not repenting. Anyway, when they get to Bethlehem, Judah, who was going to redeem her?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Naomi said, go out to the field. She fell in Boaz's field. A man of wealth.
Yeah.
A mighty man of wealth, the Bible said. Thank God. She got in the right place. I like that word half there.
Yeah.
Amen. It wasn't by chance.
That's right.
It was by providence.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah,
right.
Amen. This wasn't, this didn't happen. Thank God it was just the good providence of God.
Right.
Buddy, I'm telling you, aren't hearing the gospel? It wasn't by chance. You didn't get here by chance. It was by divine providence that God landed you in the place that you might hear the gospel. It's the praise of the grace of God. Amen. That's right. You know the record. How? Thank God Boaz favored her. Amen. He fed her. He favored her and fed her. Thank God ended up marrying her.
Yeah.
Took her in. And that seed was redeemed. Ruth, Boaz had Obed. Oh, what a great record. Obed had Jesse and Jesse had David. Amen. You know, it's all the grace of God.
That's right.
You say, I've done this. Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
You say, I said it. No, you did not.
Every step was set up by the sovereign God of heaven. Amen. God set it up. You don't recognize that until it's after it's done. You can't recognize it while you're walking in it. All man can do is obey and walk in the light God gives him. How about when he looks back, he said, thank God for the grace of God. Amen. Ruth had to look back after she married Boaz and said to her own self, this is of God. It's God's wings I was under. It's God that's blessed me. A stranger from Moab. Now in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's grace.
Yes.
Glory. Praise God. I'm talking about redemption. She was redeemed. And I'll say this, I'm true. It's not only unto the grace of God that He favored us in Christ, but it's unto the glory of God.
Amen. That's right.
Sure.
And Ephesians writer Paul said that in the ages to come, that He might show the exceeding riches of His grace. Like, you say, preacher, I'm just not where I ought to be. I'm telling you what, if it was left up to you, son, you never would get where you're going to be. It ain't up to you. You better listen. God help. I don't believe a man ought to glory in sin. I don't believe y'all ever glory in sin. I don't believe we ought to abuse the grace of God. But the fact of it is, if it's not for the grace and the glory of God, a man would never attain to where God only can attain him to. That's right. I believe that Ephesians 2 and verse 7 is talking about showing God's grace in fallen humanity and setting him up to the glory of God.
That's right.
And God can say, and can I use this word, trophies of grace?
Yeah, sure.
That in the ages to come, in the worlds to come, that in time what God did is going to be complete. And God's going to say, looky here. What the grace of God did in redeeming sinners unto my son, and this is his bride. This is his people. It wasn't what they done, it's what he done. It's to the glory of Christ. It's to the glory of God. And right here, old Joel, I stand unworthy as he could be, but thank God, worthy in grace, because Christ made it possible. It's unto the redemption of the glory of God. A man can't take no glory in God. That's right. Thank God. There's the praise of His redemption. I wish I could explain it better and tell it better. But I know this. It's like old Hosea and Gomer. I was sold to sin, wickedness, corruption, no good, and cast out. And for some reason beyond thinking of the natural man, the favor of God. God said, I want him. And he purchased his possession with his own blood. Amen. He said, I'll send my son into a sin-cursed world and give my son that Hyde can be saved because I want him. I want him to be my own. I want to redeem him. I gave my son for a world. And I'm going to redeem him from sin, I'm telling you. That's right. Thank God, that's right.
Amen.
And the gospel.
Yeah.
The praise of the gospel. The gospel.
Right.
Yeah.
The gospel reached your heart.
Yeah.
Faith come by here and hear by the word of God.
Yeah.
And he took you off the slave market of sin.
Sure did.
And put you in the family of God.
Right. Amen.
And that's what the redemption song is. It's still the blood.
Yeah, right.
Amen. That's why the devil hates the blood.
Amen.
Revelation 12 and 11 says they overcame him by the word of their testimony.
Yes.
And the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. You know where our victory is? It's in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
Amen. Victory's in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
That's where it's at, friend. It's not you.
Amen.
It's not you. It's in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Thank God. It's in the blood of the Lamb. Redemption's price was the blood.
Amen.
And let me ask you this morning. I'm through. Has the Lord ever showed you this?
Boy.
Has the Lord ever showed you this spiritually? The Holy Ghost ever made you known to what I'm preaching and give you an understanding?
Come on, it's good.
It's just like the day when the waters of Marah were bitter.
Yeah, yeah.
What did God do for Moses? The Bible said He showed him a tree.
Yeah.
Right.
He's got to show you the tree. You can be involved in all these services and never have seen it. Because it's spiritually discerned. It's spiritually given. It's got to be given by the Holy Ghost. And if He don't give it to you, you never will see it. And when Moses saw the tree that God showed him, God showed him the tree, then He cut it down and threw it into the waters. The waters were made sweet. Make a drink out of them. I'm going to tell you what redemption does. It'll sweeten you up. That's right. It'll make you different. It'll cause you, thank God, to praise Him. And sing the song of redemption. Because you've been bought by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Let's stand this morning.